races hard, seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound farm. Several fried tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He's just made in America. He loves his wife, and sees that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the place.
Welcome back, little red, white, and blue, baby. Yes, God bless America. Mr. Toby Keith, your host, your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, here in the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios with our Matty G, a little biscuit, a little deer, venison, sausage, yeah, he knows pizza. Another shout-out to our vocal vlogger, and in the house is Mr. Bill Cooper. Yes.
Morning, Ray.
Morning. Hey. Who's these guys again? What's this guy's here name? Matt, what's his name? You got a notepad or something? What's your name, feller?
I was hitchhiking, but Bill was nice enough to stop and pick me up, but it's Greg Long.
Greg Long. I should remember that.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say, you bet. I was getting ready.
You bet.
We know Damon Spurgeon's
he's a
over
short
here.
Short guy with a long name.
Okay. Damon's over here with us. Welcome back, Damon.
Howdy, howdy.
And also in this segment, we have Mr. Gary Roach. We're going to talk a little bit about walleye fishing. And this is the Conservation Federation. We're going to have them back on. Brandon Butler is going to be talking with Mr. Glenn Chambers in an interview. We've got a special segment in this last part of the show. All right, so let's go over here to Damon first. Tell us a little bit about fly fishing, a little bit about yourself. We got about 4 or 5 minutes because we got a packed show.
Sounds good. Gosh, where to start? Fly fishing, something, you know, kind of done it my whole life. There's a lot of renaissance to it, but I put a little bit of a new twist on things, I think. I know Bill and I have talked a lot. There's a lot of movies that When a River Runs Through
right.
It, all that good stuff. You know, but I, like I said, I like to put my own twist on it. Various knots, a lot of subsurface stuff. So,
make it a little different.
He's deadly.
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 The bottom line is success, right? Catching fish.
You betcha.
Yeah.
That's why I said, yeah. And listen, I got to throw this in right quick. I didn't finish that story a while ago. Sitting on the front porch, I did a little introduction. I said, yeah, Damon, boy, we've gone to some cool places the last month or so. Some great trips and all. Yeah, we really have. I said, well, you've had good trips. You're doing all the fishing. I'm stuck behind the camera.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the work. He's doing all the
you
playing.
Bet.
He's good at it.
Hey, we're getting all kinds of messages in here this morning. Several of them I can't even read on the air. But, Greg, we was talking a little bit. Squirrel hunting makes a real hunt. Guys, in the old days, everybody, I knew squirrel hunted. You got a squirrel dog and do some squirrel hunting. You do trapping. You do a lot of things. Tell us a little about the squirrel hunting, about squirrel dogging.
Well, I've always just run around the woods with a shotgun and just tried to do a little spot and stalk and kill squirrels, but I decided to buy me a squirrel dog, so I got on the internet. Did a little looking around, and I found this place called Area 51 Kennels. They're down in Jasper, Alabama, and every review was good, so I called this guy. His name's Jamie Anderson on the phone. I'll give you his number here in a minute, and talked to him a little bit, sent him a deposit, and it took about 6 months to get a dog born, and whenever it was 6 weeks old, we went down and picked him up and brought him home, and he's 9 months old now, and he's a treeing machine.
That's awesome. Squirrel dogging. That's fun. I did that when I was a kid. I enjoy that.
Yeah, he's a perfect house pet, too. I got him. He's only about 30 pounds, and house broke real easy, and, I mean, he just loves to hunt.
A lot of folks don't realize how fun it is to hunt with a squirrel dog.
It is a blast. I can take him out in the woods, let him go, and literally within 5, 6, 7 minutes, he's treed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just give out the guy's phone number.
Yeah, the guy's name's Jamie Anderson. His phone number is 205-522-1899. That's his personal cell. Give him a call. If he doesn't answer, leave him a message, and he'll call you back.
That's awesome.
Good hey, stuff. We're going to float down the river pretty soon and take that little doggy with us.
Now, would be great.
We're going to float, camp, and squirrel hunt.
That would make a great movie. You going to shoot that with your camera?
Sure.
We're going to video a little bit. Bill will do some shooting. I'll do some camera work, and then we'll swap and just back and forth.
Multi-talented guy here. He's also going to run camera.
Oh, hey, offhand, he's the steadiest guy I've ever seen in my life. I don't know where he gets his nerves. You got to... Must just order those somewhere.
Hunting and fishing since I was a little boy. And, you know, when you live that far out in the sticks, You don't go to town
this
quite
modern
often.
Electronic stuff is where we get Tim in here to talk about this stuff, but I see this stuff on there and they say something about squirrel hunting, and they had a deal about squirrel hunting. Bill, you post something about squirrel hunting, and good hunters, really good hunters, grew up as squirrel hunters, and I keep stressing that. If you're a young person and you're out and you learn how to squirrel hunt and you squirrel hunt a lot, it makes you a better hunter, a better woodsman. A lot of people today just jump in on deer and jump in on turkey, and that's fine and that's good and they do okay. But the guys in the industry that I know that are killers, and I just call them killers, and I mean in front of the camera with 10 people, it don't matter, they make it happen. They were squirrel hunters. They learned their skills.
I always like to tell people, you know, it was squirrel hunters that whipped the British, sent them home with a tail between the legs.
With squirrel rifles.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good stuff.
If you can kill a limit of squirrels with just a .22 rifle in a day's time, you're doing something.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to do some trapping. You're a trapper, too. I did a lot of trapping back in the old days and a lot of fun. Of course, fur prices aren't any good anymore like they used to be, but we need to wrap that up. Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to have to wrap it up. We got just too much going on the show. But,
all righty.
But we've had you on for a while. I got to talk to you a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Great fun. Glad to be here.
So, okay. Damon, thanks for coming in, Mr. Fly Fishing.
Appreciate it, Ray.
And, of course, you bet.
You betcha.
And then we got this other fella over here with the beard, old Madeline. What's her name again? Well, Greg Long, wasn't it?
On Facebook, you can look it up and add us as a friend. It's Madeline Greg Long. We just got a joint account.
Absolutely. Okay. And, of course, Mr. Cooper. Thanks, Billy, for coming in this morning.
Wonderful.
Hope you enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed that biscuit.
Hey, man, I'm still enjoying it.
All right.
I got one in each pocket.
Matty G, take us to the other side, baby.